Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been rapidly evolving and has significant implications for our digital future: quantum computing's accelerating threat to encryption.
That's right. For a long time, the idea of quantum computers breaking our current encryption felt like a distant sci-fi scenario. We heard about the massive resources and decades of development needed. But the narrative is shifting dramatically.
Exactly. Groundbreaking research suggests that Q-Day, the day quantum computers can crack vital encryption like ECC, might be arriving much sooner and with far fewer resources than we anticipated. This isn't just an incremental change, it's a fundamental re-evaluation.
And it all centers around a revision of the estimated resources needed to build a quantum computer capable of cracking elliptic curve cryptography, or ECC. Think of ECC as the invisible shield protecting so much of our online activity, from secure websites to digital signatures and cryptocurrencies.
The prevailing wisdom was that breaking ECC required a quantum computer of immense scale, a technological Everest still decades away. But two independent research papers have just thrown a massive wrench into that projection, suggesting the mountain is considerably smaller and more accessible.
It's fascinating because the definition of a utility-scale quantum computer is becoming less theoretical and more of a tangible engineering challenge. The convergence of findings from these two separate studies is striking, painting a picture of a significantly accelerated timeline.
And what's really concerning is how similar their conclusions are regarding resource requirements. Their focus on ECC isn't arbitrary, it's considered the low-hanging fruit for quantum hacking. While RSA is also vulnerable, ECC is generally seen as more susceptible to current quantum algorithms.
This leads us to the concept of overhead in quantum computing. It refers to the extra resources needed for reliable computation, like more qubits or better error correction. These new papers suggest reductions in overhead by factors of 100 or even 20.
It's crucial to add a caveat here: neither paper has undergone peer review yet, so these findings are preliminary. However, the implications are so profound, and the researchers so credible, that the communities can't afford to ignore them. This signals a fundamental pivot in our understanding of quantum readiness.
Absolutely. It moves quantum readiness from a distant horizon to a much closer, and more pressing, reality. So, let's dive into the specifics of these papers, starting with the first one focusing on a new architecture.
The first paper explores a novel architectural approach using neutral atoms as qubits. For a long time, superconducting circuits and trapped ions have been the leading contenders, but they often face challenges with qubit connectivity and scalability.
Neutral atoms offer a compelling alternative. Imagine individual atoms, cooled to near absolute zero, manipulated by lasers to act as qubits. The key breakthrough here is the free access of qubits to each other.
That's right. Unlike architectures where qubits have limited neighbors or require complex routing, this neutral atom approach allows any qubit to interact with any other. It's like moving from a fixed phone network to a fully interconnected global one.
This enhanced connectivity has huge implications for executing quantum algorithms, potentially simplifying complex operations and reducing the need for qubit rearrangement. It could also inherently offer advantages in error correction.
Qubits are notoriously fragile, susceptible to noise and decoherence. Architectures that allow for more direct and flexible interactions could make implementing error detection and correction protocols much easier. The researchers suggest this could enable breaking 256-bit ECC in just 10 days.
And that's with an estimated overhead reduction of 100 times compared to previous models. This suggests the physical requirements could be dramatically less demanding, potentially bringing it within reach of more institutions and companies much sooner.
Comparing this to other architectures, the neutral atom method's promise of flexible, all-to-all connectivity could be a game-changer for complex algorithms requiring extensive qubit interactions. It's a potentially more viable pathway to fault-tolerant quantum computing.
If this architectural advantage holds up, it dramatically shortens the perceived timeline for quantum computers capable of breaking our current encryption. So, that's one side of the coin. What about the second paper?
The second paper comes from Google researchers and takes a different, but equally impactful, angle. They focus on applying quantum computing to ECC-secured blockchains, the backbone of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
And their findings are astonishing. They demonstrate breaking the ECC used in these blockchains in less than 9 minutes. This speed is achieved through algorithmic refinement and a significant 20-fold reduction in resource requirements.
The target here is the cryptographic security that ensures the integrity of blockchain transactions. Breaking this encryption means the ability to forge transactions or compromise private keys, which would be catastrophic for the crypto ecosystem.
That 9-minute timeframe is particularly jarring. It suggests a sufficiently advanced quantum computer, perhaps not as complex as previously thought, could compromise these systems with unprecedented speed. This is a tangible risk for financial institutions.
This remarkable efficiency stems from advancements in algorithms, particularly the ongoing evolution of Shor's algorithm. While the original algorithm proved quantum computers could break ECC and RSA, researchers have been refining it for more efficient implementations.
The cubic time complexity of Shor's algorithm for ECC means that as the problem size grows, the quantum computer's effort grows much more slowly than a classical computer's. Google's research highlights the transition from theoretical proof to practical demonstration.
It's not just proving it can be done, but showing how to do it with significantly fewer resources, making it a far more immediate threat. When combined with the architectural progress in the Neutral Atom paper, it paints a picture of a dual threat: better hardware and more efficient software converging.
For the world of finance and digital assets, this has profound implications. The security of the entire blockchain ecosystem, reliant on ECC, is directly challenged. The concept of Q-Day is no longer abstract, it's a tangible risk.
This convergence of architectural breakthroughs and algorithmic optimizations creates a potent and accelerating threat. And it brings us to the urgent need for post-quantum cryptography, or PQC. Our current encryption systems rely on problems hard for classical computers, but tractable for quantum ones.
The stark reality is that much of the data we transmit and store today, encrypted with ECC and RSA, could be vulnerable to decryption by a future quantum computer. This vulnerability is amplified by the harvest now, decrypt later threat.
Adversaries could be collecting encrypted data now, intending to decrypt it once they have a capable quantum computer. This means data with a long shelf life, like national security secrets or long-term financial records, is already at risk today.
The sheer scale of our reliance on current encryption is staggering. Major tech companies, financial institutions, governments all have built their digital infrastructures on these foundations. The transition to quantum-resistant alternatives is a monumental task.
This is where organizations like the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, become critical. They've been leading a multi-year process to standardize post-quantum cryptography algorithms.
These new algorithms are based on different mathematical foundations, like lattice-based, code-based, and hash-based cryptography, believed to be resistant to both classical and quantum attacks. The goal is to select a suite that offers comparable security.
However, the migration process itself is fraught with challenges. It requires extensive testing, validation, and a phased rollout to ensure compatibility and security. The economic implications are also substantial, involving significant investment.
And the new research indicating a faster quantum timeline dramatically amplifies the urgency of this migration. We're not just racing to develop new cryptography, we're racing to deploy it globally before quantum computers reach a critical threshold.
These findings serve as a powerful wake-up call. The time for deliberation is over, the time for decisive action on PQC is now. But the implications extend beyond just encryption, don't they?
Absolutely. It's crucial to frame this moment not as an immediate existential crisis, but as a significant acceleration of a known trajectory. Q-Day isn't about the sky falling tomorrow, but about the timeline shrinking considerably.
The concept of utility-scale quantum computing bears revisiting. While breaking encryption is high-profile, the implications extend far beyond cybersecurity. Think of breakthroughs in drug discovery, simulating molecular interactions for faster medicine development.
Or materials science, designing novel materials with extraordinary properties. and complex optimization problems in logistics, finance, and AI that are currently intractable for even the most powerful supercomputers.
A key to unlocking these broader applications, and indeed to breaking encryption, is fault-tolerant quantum computing. This involves overcoming qubit fragility through robust error correction. The challenge is that current quantum computers use physical qubits prone to errors.
To perform complex calculations reliably, these physical qubits need to be error-corrected to form stable logical qubits. This process typically requires significant overhead, meaning many physical qubits are needed for one logical qubit. The advancements might offer more efficient pathways.
The development of quantum computing is also a significant geopolitical and economic factor. Nations and corporations are investing billions, recognizing its potential to reshape industries and national security. This intense competition drives innovation.
But it also raises questions about sustainability. Is this a sustainable wave of innovation, or could we face a quantum winter, a period of reduced funding and slowed progress if practical applications prove elusive?
The importance of continued research, even on preliminary findings, cannot be overstated. These two unpeer-reviewed papers are critical signals. They provide concrete evidence that the engineering challenges are being tackled more effectively than assumed.
The reduced resource estimates for breaking ACC are powerful indicators that quantum computing is maturing at an accelerating pace. This demands a proactive approach to cybersecurity and a broader strategic engagement with quantum technologies.
The race is on, not just to build the quantum computers, but to secure our digital future in anticipation of their growing capabilities. Now, let's pivot to the challenges and opportunities this accelerated timeline presents.
This acceleration brings its own set of complex challenges. The field still grapples with fundamental hurdles. The leap from laboratory demonstrations to fault-tolerant, large-scale quantum computation is immense.
Error correction remains the linchpin. Imagine building a skyscraper where every brick is imperfect. You need a sophisticated system to correct those imperfections. The new research suggests this might be less resource-intensive, but the scale of the task remains formidable.
Furthermore, practical implementation requires more than just the quantum processor. It needs robust classical control systems, cooling mechanisms, and integration with existing infrastructure. These are significant engineering feats adding cost and complexity.
And while ECC is a focus, RSA and other encryption forms also face a quantum threat. The transition to PQC needs to account for a range of algorithms and vulnerabilities. The NIST standardization process addresses this, but global adoption is a massive undertaking.
Think of changing the rules of a game played by billions simultaneously. Every device, server, and piece of software would need updating, a process that could take decades. The urgency from these papers means this transition might need to happen much faster.
This puts immense pressure on researchers, engineers, and policymakers to accelerate PQC development and deployment. It also raises questions about the interim period. What are the risks during the transition? Can we implement hybrid solutions?
These are complex questions the cybersecurity community is grappling with, and the answers aren't straightforward. The rapid evolution of quantum computing is forcing us to confront these challenges head-on, with incredibly high stakes for our digital future.
Let's summarize the key factors driving this accelerated quantum threat. We've seen novel architectures like neutral atoms offering enhanced qubit connectivity and potential for improved error correction, significantly reducing the overhead needed for cryptographically relevant quantum computers.
Then there's algorithmic efficiency. Refinements to Shor's algorithm, coupled with architectural improvements, drastically reduce the estimated resources needed to break ECC. Google's research highlights breaking ACC-secured blockchains in under 9 minutes, a stark acceleration of Q-day.
The PQC migration is another key factor. NIST's standardization process is developing quantum-resistant algorithms. A proactive transition is essential to secure data against future quantum attacks, moving from a distant possibility to a pressing necessity.
And we can't forget the broader quantum applications. Beyond cybersecurity, advancements promise breakthroughs in drug discovery, materials science, and complex optimization, potentially revolutionizing industries and scientific research.
Finally, the geopolitical and economic landscape is crucial. Significant global investment signifies quantum's strategic importance, fostering rapid innovation. This race for quantum supremacy highlights its potential to reshape national security and economic competitiveness.
Now, let's look at the strengths and insights. The neutral atom architecture provides a potential path to overcome qubit connectivity limitations, a major hurdle in scaling quantum computers. This offers a more efficient route to fault-tolerant systems.
Google's research provides a concrete demonstration of how algorithmic efficiency can drastically reduce the hardware requirements for breaking ECC. It shows that practical, impactful quantum attacks might be closer than we thought.
The ongoing NIST standardization process offers a structured approach to developing and selecting quantum-resistant algorithms, providing a roadmap for future cryptographic security. This global effort is a significant insight into coordinated defense.
The convergence of these hardware and software advancements suggests that the timeline for cryptographically relevant quantum computers is indeed shrinking. This provides a strong incentive for organizations to prioritize PQC adoption.
And the potential for broader quantum applications, from medicine to material science, highlights the immense transformative power of this technology, driving continued investment and innovation across various sectors.
However, we must also acknowledge the significant challenges and opportunities. The leap from current quantum systems to fault-tolerant, large-scale quantum computers remains a monumental engineering challenge. Achieving reliable error correction at scale is still the primary hurdle.
Practical implementation requires robust classical control systems, cooling, and integration, all of which add cost and complexity. These are not minor engineering feats, even with reduced overhead estimates.
The global migration to PQC is a complex, multi-year undertaking requiring updates to software, hardware, and protocols across vast digital infrastructures. The inertia of updating global cryptographic standards creates a significant challenge in achieving widespread adoption.
The harvest now, decrypt later threat means data encrypted today is already at risk, amplifying the urgency for immediate action and robust interim security measures. This creates a critical window of vulnerability.
Ensuring the sustainability of quantum R&D investment is crucial. The intense global competition drives innovation, but a quantum winter could arise if practical applications prove more elusive than anticipated, necessitating careful long-term strategic planning.
The accelerated timeline for quantum threats necessitates immediate, decisive action on PQC, creating pressure on researchers, engineers, and policymakers. Developing effective interim security solutions and managing the risks during the PQC transition are critical, complex challenges.
In conclusion, the landscape of quantum computing and its threat to encryption is evolving at an unprecedented pace. What was once considered a distant future is now a much more immediate concern, demanding our full attention.
The convergence of architectural breakthroughs and algorithmic optimizations has significantly reduced the perceived timeline and resource requirements for breaking current encryption standards like ECC. This is a powerful signal for the cybersecurity community.
The urgency of migrating to post-quantum cryptography cannot be overstated. The harvest now, decrypt later threat means that data secured today could be compromised tomorrow, making proactive adoption of PQC essential.
While the challenges of building fault-tolerant quantum computers and migrating global infrastructure to PQC are immense, the opportunities for scientific and technological advancement are equally profound.
These recent findings, even if preliminary, serve as a critical wake-up call. They underscore that the time for deliberation on quantum readiness is over, and the time for decisive action on securing our digital future is now.
We need continued investment in research, accelerated deployment of PQC, and a strategic approach to navigating this quantum transition. The race is on, and staying ahead requires vigilance and proactive measures from all stakeholders.
Thank you for joining us on Bagu Media Tech Talk as we explored the accelerating threat of quantum computing. We'll continue to monitor these developments and bring you the latest insights. Until next time.
Stay secure and stay informed.